News Talk 1620, WTAW, Veterans Day is right around the corner, and for the second year, the Bryan Rotary Club will have its 1,000 flag salute to service called the Field of Valor out at Veterans Park. Not only are flags available for sponsorship, but also volunteers being recruited to escort tours of fifth graders around the field. While that's in its second year, it will be the initial year of a special Veterans Day program. It'll actually be on Wednesday the 13th, also at Veterans Park. And to talk about both of those events is Bunny Pratt of the Bryan Rotary Club.
As the Bryan Rotary Club, we really wanted to do something significant that represented what our club stands for, which is service above self. And we really wanted to focus on how veterans and first responders really portray that idea of service above self. So that's kind of the background of how the Field of Valor got started. And we already do a flag program, so this just kind of expanded it to make it a true visual display in a community event. So we put it up for 1 week, and then we ask the community members to sponsor a flag in someone's honor or memory.
For those who aren't familiar, where is the display located?
It's at Veterans Park in College Station. And that's where we had it last year, and that seems to be a real visible park that brings in lots of people using the park facilities. But we chose that as well because it does honor veterans, and there's veterans displays, which a lot of people don't know they're there. So we're also trying to bring attention to what that park has to offer in addition to the recreational facilities, they're really the historical panels on display at that park.
And how's it coming together so far? We're inside a month now before Veterans Day.
Right. We have about half the flags sold. Our goal is to get 1,000 flags actually sponsored in the name of an active duty veteran or first responder. So we're still looking for people for $30 donations to sponsor a flag. And we are also getting geared up to do our field trips for fifth graders out at the park during that week, which is November 10th through the 16th.
And if one wants to sponsor a flag, how do they go about doing that?
The best way is to go to our website. It's www.bryan-rotary.org. And there's a link. They can just click that, and we take secure PayPal donations. The other thing I would talk about is our field trips. We are asking for organizations to volunteer to help with our field trips for the fifth graders. We do need about 50 volunteers per day to help facilitate the field trips. We need tour guides and script readers and just general helpers to help move 1,200 students is how many we're expecting this year to go through our 10 historically themed park stations.
Now, while this is the second year for the flag display, there's also an additional Veterans Day-related event this year that Bryan Rotary is sponsoring.
Yes, we are very excited that we're having lunch at the park with Janine Turner. And I've worked on this project for 2 years to get someone of notable recognition to really draw people out to the park to see the display, but also to hear a really neat program. And Janine Turner, people might recognize her name, but they might recognize her face more because she's an actress. She was on several popular TV shows, and now she has a radio program. She also has an organization called Constituting America, and that really ties into our educational program that's part of the Field of Valor, and that's why we invited her to come and be our keynote speaker on Wednesday, November 13th. We're going to do our Rotary Club meeting out at the park at the American Pavilion, and it's $20 for lunch, and we're inviting the public to come and attend and see what Rotary's about and really to hear what this organization, Constituting America, is about and how they're really encouraging discussion on the Constitution and really gearing that towards students and how they can be involved in that dialogue.
And have you visited with Janine about how she's going to approach her appearance here?
I haven't visited with her directly. I've visited with Kathy Gillespie, who's the co-chair of the Constituting America organization. So she's coming to speak to Rotary, but she's also going to have an appearance at the A&M Consolidated High School. So she's going to speak to about 400 seniors. So she'll do that in the morning around 9:30, and then she'll come out to the park for our program for about a 45-minute talk about Constituting America and really what they do. They're really geared into how to use popular culture, social media. They do art, essays, types of programs, and they encourage students to enter these contests to really focus on the pieces of the Constitution and how they can bring recognition to those pieces to really bring the freedom argument out.
For the program on the 13th, reservations are required?
They are required. We need to know who's going to come so we know what we're going, how many people we need to serve. Global Events is providing a catered lunch. It's going to be a traditional Thanksgiving meal with turkey and dressing and apple pie.
And how does one go about doing the reservations?
Also, the best way is through our website. It's www.brian-rotary.org. On the front page, they'll see the Lunch at the Park with Janine Turner. They can click there and register.
Again, the website, brian-rotary.org. Thanks again to Bunny Pratt for the update. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.